You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government announced today a pragmatic proposal to reduce agricultural emissions, a scheme formulated in consultation with the agricultural sector, which will see it be brought into a kind of parallel to the emissions trading scheme, putting a price on farming emissions. I had a chat with Green Party co-leader and climate change minister James Shaw about the proposal and what his role was in creating it, and I began by asking him what the new proposal entails.
Well, it does mean that New Zealand farmers will be the first in the world to face a price for the greenhouse gases that go into the atmosphere as a result of farming. And the idea is that every farm will have a system to measure and manage their own emissions, and that's the point of obligation at which they'll pay the price for those emissions.
What role does the agricultural sector play in New Zealand's emissions largely, and why might it be important to include farmers in the consultation and decision-making process?
Well, look, agriculture is one of the largest parts of our economy. It's the largest export sector, and it forms a huge part of our overall emissions profile. That is the total amount of pollution that we put into the atmosphere. So it's hugely significant. The main gases that come from agriculture are nitrous oxide and methane, both of which are hugely powerful in terms of their impact on the atmosphere. So the sooner we can bring both nitrous oxide and methane emissions down, the better. It's important to include farmers, obviously, because the effects of the system won't be felt evenly, and so we need to make sure that we've got as good information as we possibly can as we go about instituting the system.
Does this proposal equate to including New Zealand agriculture in the emissions trading scheme? What does this look like?
It's a parallel to the emissions trading scheme. So the ETS is actually not well designed for agricultural gases. It's quite well designed for carbon dioxide from industry, but it doesn't work well when you try to apply it to 23,000 farms. And so that's why we've said actually we would much rather have a system that was better designed to bring down agricultural emissions at the farm level.
How would this proposal impact the ability for New Zealand farmers and their products to compete locally as well as globally?
Well, we know internationally that in some of the key markets where we're selling our goods to, and we were hoping to sell more to under the European Union and UK free trade agreements, that the consumers there will actually pay more, they'll pay a premium for food that's produced in a sustainable manner, right? And so this is actually quite important in terms of the credibility with which we go out and say, you know, that we're the best, not just the best in the world, but the best for the world. So that is significant. We do know that there will be an economic impact of this on some farms. Again, that's the reason why we're consulting over the course of the next 6 weeks.
What kind of an impact is this proposal likely to have on New Zealand's ability to meet emissions targets?
Yeah, so this is a really important point. When we got the original proposal from the agricultural sector in the middle of this year, the modelling suggested that it was actually only going to go a very small way towards achieving our targets. Now, we've modified some parts of the proposal, and we've actually rerun the modelling, and we now think that it actually can hit our targets. And frankly, as climate change minister, I wouldn't have allowed the system to go up if I didn't think that it could.
Is this something that's likely to come in gradually? What's the sort of time frame for this sort of proposal?
There will be a system up and running in 2025, which is the legislative date, but we're going to have to bring in more sophisticated elements over time, and that's simply because the length of time that it's going to take to kind of build and implement some of those things. So there will be a system up and running by the time that we said that we would, but it will be a simplified version of what we eventually put in place.
Can you speak to your role as climate minister in holding the government to account on its emissions, and particularly in the agricultural sector? Do you think that this has been a productive arrangement?
Look, I wanted us to move a lot faster, and you know, I don't think that that's any secret. I've said that many times before. I also wanted a more robust system, you know, in the sense that the agricultural emissions pricing scheme that we're proposing, that the government's decided upon, is based on modelling, and I think any modelling is inherently uncertain. So I was I recommended to Cabinet a system that didn't rely on modelling, that set an absolute cap on emissions and then reduced that cap over time. However, our officials were adamant that they simply couldn't build that system in time, and also the sector itself was opposed to it. And the problem that you've got is, you know, if you look at the history of the last 30 years, is every time there's a change of government and you get a national government, they tend to sort of acquiesce to the views of the sector. And so even if we were to set up the perfect system right now, well, you know, it could then get dismantled in a couple of years' time. And of course, that doesn't achieve anything. So, you know, what Cabinet settled on was a pragmatic proposal that has the support of the sector and that the modelling suggests means that we should be able to hit our targets.
How satisfied are you with this final approach? And do you believe that it's something that could last through a possible change in government and actually see results by 2025?
Yeah, I do think that it will survive a change of government. And that's because the sector itself were instrumental in developing the proposal. So I think that is a really important point. You know, I do think that it can hit our targets. I think that that's critically important as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.